knew it would be so hotly contested? I'm Zach Troutman for WGNS News. Safety, complaints over federal funding, and worries over eminent domain being used as a means of land acquisition were all among the chief concerns voiced by the public at the March 7th meeting of the Murfreesboro City Council, where the group was voting to adopt the Greenways, Blueways, and Bikeways Master Plan, which outlined expansion of those systems to multiple times their current length.
I see people using the Greenway as transportation to get to and from work. I see families spending time with one another. The Greenway may be one of the greatest things that this city has ever done.
Yeah, I get it. If you're not in a car, you're not polluting with the car, right? A cyclist has an increased heart rate and respiration. That means that the act of riding a bike results in greater emissions of carbon dioxide. Bicycles are actually polluting when they ride.
It's one of my favorite things about Murfreesboro. I'll get out with my family, and we go to the Greenway because we feel it's a much safer place. It's fun walking around, along and riding along the river.
What is the moral hazard of us standing by when our federal government hasn't passed a budget in 4 years, and we're going to contribute to that and say, yes, give us some of that borrowed money from China so we can build some recreational bike paths down here?
A lot of this money is going to come from federal government. You get government money, government's going to own it. Federal government can't support us. They can't support themselves.
People have voted with their feet. They voted with their bicycles. And they voted with their baby carriages. You go out on the Greenway, you look at the citizens, you look at them using it.
The bike path, the Greenway, I think they're fabulous. But are they so fabulous that we are willing to pave the entire city and make it all a Greenway? But I mean, if it's the absolute jewel of the city, then shouldn't we make the whole city a jewel?
The plan was approved by a vote of 4-3 upon first reading, two more of which are required before it becomes official. This is WGNS News.